I'm guessing that's what Friona thought last night. Welcome to the jungle. The Bobcats blasting Friona 61-4 last night over there in Friona. What's going on there, Bobcat coach?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're hanging in there, man. You know how it is when you get back late and get up early?
Yes, sir. Always. You know, it was a short, you know, that's one of our short trips, but, you know, it still takes a toll on you.
All right, Bobcats. Shut out Friona the first half. I've never seen a basketball game that actually had a halftime score like that.
Yes, sir. That was the game plan. You know, I just went in there pregame and just told them, you know, this is locked down on defense. You know, like, that's the game plan. If you get scored on, you know, take pride in it and don't get scored on. That's about it.
Might be a record 4 points in high school basketball. I don't know. It'd be pretty close.
Yes, sir. You know, we were 2-3 zone the whole first half. It's been our better defense. And then I switched back to my original defense, which is a point zone. It's a 1-3-1 man zone. And, you know, that's when they scored their 4 points was on that. So I was a little disappointed in that, but should have stuck with the 2-3.
I was excited when I saw CJ Wiley go up and do a couple slam dunks. I like to see that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. It's exciting. Especially in, you know, 3A basketball, you know, a dunk's a big momentum swinger. And, you know, CJ had that one early in the game, and then he almost had another one. They threw it off the backboard, but he missed that one. So
you don't see too many high school players, like you said, in 3A that can go up and dunk the ball.
No, sir, you don't. You know, and CJ, you know, CJ's able to score, you know, at three different levels, on the block, mid-range, and the three, and then now he's bringing the excitement with the jam. So,
what's his official height? Because I've heard conflicting stories on that.
He's about six. I don't know. I'm 6'4", so he may be a little bit shorter than me, or he may be evened up. So I'd say he's about 6'4".
It's pretty good getting up there and banging the ball in. So let's talk about some of the players. CJ Wiley had a good game, and Ivan Marino had a good game. Name some other guys that were in there scrapping around.
You know, I started all the seniors last night. Dante Perez, number 20, he caught on fire. He had back-to-back threes in the third quarter, I believe, this transition point. I don't know how many steals he had, but, you know, Dante, he's our scrappy hustler. He's our best defender up top. So he's going to get most of the deflections and, you know, stuff like that. Damian Arriaga, number 3, got in there. He started as well. He had a couple and ones. Damian is the kid who made the big shot against Muleshoe to send us into overtime. So, you know, I just wanted to give him some valuable minutes because he works hard every single day for me. And then you had Devin Enriquez, number 2. You know, I started Devin. I wanted Devin to catch on, to start getting hot. He's kind of in a slump right now shooting-wise. So I started him. You know, we need him big time Friday night. So trying to give him a little boost.
Well, Lamisa's coming to town, and they beat Brownfield the other day. That's kind of a strange game by 1 point, I think.
Yes, sir. It was a scrappy game. You know, Lamisa's a team about runs. You know, you could get them down, but they're not out. They're going to come back, and they're going to come back in a hurry. So that's kind of what happened with us at Lamisa last time is we had them down early in the fourth, and then they just came back and, you know, they forced a couple turnovers in a row and they capitalized on them. So Brownfield Lamisa was, we needed Brownfield to win that game, and they lost by one. But, you know, we control our own destiny. We just have to win out. And I believe, you know, we'll take care of business against Lamisa Friday.
So you and I talked yesterday. That game was really not decided they were going to play it until around noon yesterday.
Yes, sir. So, like, a lot of, you know, Denver City and Littlefield have still not played their district game. And they may not play today or tomorrow because, I guess, you know, I'm not a weatherman, but down south the weather's pretty bad, the ice. So, you know, this Friona game for us, Coach Ashlock and I had been communicating, and he wanted to just make sure the roads were going to be safe. And if we needed to push the varsity games earlier and cancel the JV games, we would, but You know, the roads were perfect last night.
Bobcats win 61-4. The Bobbies win 43-37. So it was a nice night to get two wins last night.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm always proud of the Bobbies. I'm glad, you know, have my cousin Abigail Loaiza's on that team. So when I get a chance to watch them, you know, I'm going to be down there or up there watching them. And good job, Coach Ayala.
They were coming out of the little locker room before the game, and I said, how many people think I can slam dunk the basketball? And five of them said I could. I said, I'm just joking. Hope a lot of people turn out Friday night at Kenneth Cleveland Gymnasium for the Lemise game, and good luck to that, and we'll talk with you guys next week.
Yes, sir. It's senior night, so let's get everybody there.